Unit 4. The Food Chain.
Food chains describe how all creatures on our planet rely on one another as sources of food. At the base of most food chains, there are producers, like green plants and other organisms. They produce food in a process called photosynthesis, capturing the sun's energy and storing it in their cells as sugars. This energy is then passed from creature to creature up the food chain. Organisms that cannot make their own food depend on other living things to sustain them and are called consumers. There are different levels of consumers. Primary consumers include plant-eating animals like mice. Known as herbivores, they eat only producers and do not consume other animals. These primary consumers are themselves consumed by meat-eating animals, or carnivores, referred to as secondary consumers. Cats are secondary consumers since they eat mice. In some food chains, there are tertiary or third-level consumers. A wolf that eats both cats and mice would be a tertiary consumer. Secondary and tertiary consumers that eat plants in addition to animals, such as pigs, cows, and bears, are called omnivores. The food chain does not end with tertiary consumers. After being transferred from producers to consumers, the energy in a food chain moves on to decomposers. These are organisms like bacteria and fungi that break down dead tissues and return nutrients to the soil to feed the growth of new producers. Thus, the food chain's energy continues to be exchanged. One way to visualize the energy within a food chain is as a pyramid with a wide base and narrow top. Only about 10% of the energy an organism receives through consumption is transferred to the level above. The rest is used by the organisms for maintenance and movement, or is lost as body heat. Consequently, the total amount of energy in the pyramid is constantly decreasing as it rises through the different levels of consumers. Each food chain shows only one of the many possible paths that can carry the sun's energy from producers to consumers to decomposers. In nature, individual food chains are connected in a network that is referred to as a food web. Food webs demonstrate the many different paths by which an organism may both find food and feed others. Looking at Earth's creatures in this light shows how we are all linked in the natural cycle of life and death.